Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, I have three topics I need to cover. And the first one is the most important one to me because it's time urgent. And the last one is the most important to you because it's probably some of the most important real estate information that you're going to get or have gotten in the last 10 years. Yes, it's that big. So you want to stay with me for the whole show. Let's start out at the beginning with the stuff I want to get across to you. I am teaching. It's 2026 now, and I'm teaching the first class of the year. Yes, the two-day class is coming up this weekend. There's going to be a case study on Friday night here in Houston, Texas. And that case study will be from 6 to 8 o'clock at night. Now, if you're used to coming to these, take note. It's starting promptly at 6. It will be promptly over at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we will move the group to a different location, to a restaurant, bar-type situation, and we will have our networking event there. Whereas we were doing the network event in the office, and then people were going out and having adult beverages and networking there. We're just going to go ahead and move it right away so people don't have to stay out so late, because what's different is this is on a Friday night. We used to do it on Thursday night. We're doing it on Friday night because when we do seminars out of the city, it's hard for the speakers to come and do a seminar on Thursday night and then take off Friday and have to stay into town and have a hotel room and all that, and then go Saturday and Sunday. So now it's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's a three-day kind of event. Friday night is the case study. That's from 6 to 8 o'clock. Networking is after that. Stay as long as you want to network. And get yourself home in time to get up for Saturday morning, because I started promptly at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's going to be Saturday the 10th, and it will be, the class will be the 10th and the 11th of January here in Houston, Texas. I will go from 8 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon each day, and we will break for lunch. But this is the class that if you go to it, you should be able to come out of it able to buy your first piece of real estate. Everything you need to know. How to locate, evaluate, to negotiate, to finance, to close, to buy, to rehab, to lease up your properties, and eventually what to do on how to sell them, use a 1031 exchange, all the little details. This is two full days. It's 16 hours of intense information. And when you get out, I will not feel right if you are not able to go out there and start buying real estate immediately. That's my goal each and every time I teach this class, is that I can get enough to you, information to you, that you're able to go out and get started. Now, if you're an advanced investor, this two-day class allows you to do two things. One, many advanced people, whatever it is topic they're working on, they lose sight. They get into stuff and they sort of just swerve off to the left, swerve off to the right type of thing. And you need to come back to the center. You need to come back and remember what it is you're trying to do. I talked to a guy yesterday, and the guy had bought a bunch of real estate. He's a member. He bought a bunch of real estate. But he just sort of got lost. And he goes, I don't know what to do. I got this real estate now, and my portfolio doesn't seem to keep growing because I really lost my center. And so you need to come back and get your center. What are you trying to do? Where do you go from here? You're A to B, you're B to C, now you're at C, where do you go next? What is D, E, F, and G type of thing? You need to get that center back, right? Sometimes you just need motivation. Hey, life takes you down. You know, I'm busy all the time. I know I just came out of the holidays. I had one set of family members come one week, and the second set of family members from the other side came the next week. So for 2 weeks, my entire life was consumed by family members. Not a bad thing, but it just took me away from everything else. That's so important. At the same time, though, I did buy a piece of real estate during all that, which is interesting. I squeezed out enough time to get the deal done, and we're going to talk later about why I did that. Why do I squeeze in a deal there in the last days? In fact, I think the 29th of December, I closed that thing. So why was that so important? I'll explain that to you later in the rest of the class. So let's move on now, and let's talk about the next reason you need to come in this thing. You need, if you're an advanced investor, to get around people like myself that have done more than you have. You need that type of inspiration to be able to motivate you to keep going. You've gone a little ways. You need to go further. I found it this weekend. I went to three different bodybuilding gyms with my daughter, who's a pro bodybuilder, and her fiance, who's a pro bodybuilder. And it's interesting. I work out all the time, 3-4 times a week, every week. I'm in fairly good shape. In fact, I'm really good shape, if you ask me. But when you go to a bodybuilding gym with pro bodybuilders, you see these people that have taken it to the next level. You're going, maybe I should go a little further. And maybe I should work a little harder. Maybe I should be a little more diligent, whatever. There is a motivation of seeing people that are farther along the trail than you are in anything in life that you're doing. So coming in for that is beneficial, right? But lo and behold, you beginners, you absolutely need to know the right thing to do. It blew my mind going around these bodybuilding gyms, seeing younger people who have no idea how to work out at all. None. Doing it all wrong. And yet, they're videotaping themselves and putting it up on Instagram as if they're pros. You know, I don't know if it was funny or sad or what it was, but these poor guys are working out and getting nowhere because they're doing it wrong. And so they don't have any idea. They're bragging about how wrong it is. And I see the same thing happen in real estate investing. People come in and they're telling you a story. Yeah, I bought this and I bought that. And I did this and I did that. And you go, you know, that's got some challenges with what you're telling me. That's really not the most efficient way to do real estate. There's much better ways to do it than you're doing it. And if you come to the seminar, you can sit in the room and be ambiguous. It's not like you have to talk to me and I have to tell you, and I don't want to embarrass you, but you're really not being very effective right now. Instead, I can do it to the whole class. And when I do it to the whole class, you can quietly sit back there and cringe, but still get the message without it being a complete slap in the face. So you want to get in here. Again, it's the beginning of the year. There's something about starting a new year. You know, I just got done going through my year-end analysis yesterday. I did, you know, I've been trying to do it, but I had all these family members. And so I started cobbling it together to do the year-end analysis. You know that saying, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done? Well, the dealing is done for 2025, right? And so I started cobbling together this analysis of what I did last year and how much money I made and where and which businesses I made it in and all these different things that you calculate in your business to find out, you know, what you want to do new in the new year and so forth. So I was going through all that. And I was thinking, you know, everybody should be doing this. I don't know that everybody is doing this. A lot of you are like, New Year resolution, I'm going to go do something. You haven't really stopped and looked at what you did before. Have you done anything? Do you have any idea what to do? And all of this is a major reason for you to get in here and spend 2 days with me. Now, if you're not a member and you want to get involved, you can sign up by going and texting the word radio to 88007. Put in 88007 as the telephone number, and then text the word radio, and we'll send you back a link. So that is going to be Friday night. Now, Saturday and Sunday, I'll be there teaching from 8 till 4, I believe it is. And you want to get there promptly at 8. It starts right at 8 o'clock. So you need to get there probably 7:30, 7:15 to 8. There'll be coffee and beverages, whatever, for you to get ready, get a seat, get comfortable. And this 2 day is, like always, whenever I teach for 2 days straight, you're going to get everything. You're going to get everything on single family and everything on multifamily, on how to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close, feasibility, financing, you name it, it's in there. How to lease, operations, hiring, firing for staff, for apartment complex, the whole bit. It's all in there, a lot of stuff. So you're not going to want to miss this. It's a good way to start your year, to get motivated, get set up, intellectually set up for where you're going. The next part, though, I want you to think about of all this is it's the time of year right now that you're working on your year-end analysis for 2025, and I've just started mine yesterday. And one of the things I noticed, and this is what I wanted to bring up in this segment, I noticed early on when I first started doing my year-end analysis, the beginning of December, because I always start in December, to figure out what do I need to do to clean things up before the end of the year. And one of the things I noticed was is that I have a large amount of money sitting around. It's waiting for the next deal I want to buy. I call that resting money. It's earning interest. It's always earning interest. My money never sits and does nothing. It never just sits in the stock market and doesn't pay me anything. Every dollar I have that I own is in something that pays me a dividend every single month, either interest or dividend every month. I get paid as much as I possibly can. And that's why my income's so high. So what happened? Interest rates have dropped 60% in the last 6 months. And so that meant my income from my resting money dropped by 60%. Now, I could just sit there and go, tough luck. That's the way the world works. Interest rates are going down. Hoo-yah. But I didn't. I said, you know what? I've got to replace that income. And so I went out and bought another real estate deal. By buying another real estate deal, I was able to offset. Because remember, this money is earning less and less and less. So I can take a chunk of that money and go buy a piece of real estate with it. And the piece of real estate now makes a very high rate of return and replaces all of that interest that I didn't have. So by taking only a small amount of that resting money and putting it in a highly profitable real estate deal, I was able to replace and maintain my total income. You have to understand something. I live off real estate. 80-90% of my income comes from my real estate investments. I have other types of business, like I have the seminar business that you're listening to me on the radio now talk about the seminar, but that is a very small percentage of my income. It's not where I make my money. So I have to be on top of my real estate, and I have to make sure that my portfolio continues to produce the kind of income that I want to live on. And so I came to the conclusion in December, I got to buy something. I went out, found a deal, got in contract, barely got it closed by the end of December, got it closed December, I think, 29th on the deal. And voila, when I look at the year end now my income for 26 will be the same or higher than it was in 25. And I think that's important. Now, of course, I'll buy stuff in 26. I had to do that last minute, 25, to make up for the fact that in the last 6 months of December, interest rates went down. Now, what is that going to do? Well, that's going to make, if interest rates go down, that's going to make real estate values go up. And so all the real estate I own is going up in value as interest rates go down. You know, when interest rates went up and they slammed up a year ago, everybody, including my real estate values, went down about 40%. But I didn't sell anything, so I didn't lose anything. And my income continued to come in because all of my real estate is income-producing real estate. This is the kind of portfolio control you need to take and be aware of. You need to be on top of it. Whether you're talking about, okay, I have one rent house, and can I save up enough money to get two now? Where is that crossover? Where do I have enough money to be able to buy the second one or the third one or so on and so forth? And then the next question is, okay, should I go up to a fourplex? Or should I try an apartment complex? Should I try five or more units? You know, where do I transition into larger types of real estate that produce more income for me? This will all be covered in the class. You need to understand that. But you also need, first you need to understand it, and then you need to go home and plan it. You need to think about it. And then, of course, you need to do something about it. That's the third part of all that. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve, but only if you go out there and do it. It's So you've got to get out there and do it. That's what's important. And we want to work with you on this 2-day to get you there. But again, this year-end planning, this tax planning, you know, have you looked at your tax situations? Have you looked at what's going to happen? All that stuff has to be done. Like for the businesses I own, some of them actually are not real estate businesses, and you earn actual income. And in those, you have to prepay taxes. You have to pay your quarterly estimation of taxes due, and you pay something in. At the end of the year, you figure it all out, and if they owe you money back, they give you money back, and if you owe them money, you give them money, whatever type of deal. Now, I always get money back because my real estate covers my other businesses. The excess depreciation I have in my real estate covers all of my other businesses, and because I'm a real estate professional, I spend 90% of my time doing real estate as a real estate investor. So I am a real estate professional. Very important that if you want to try to become a real estate professional where you can let your excess depreciation cover a large amount of your earned income, and it doesn't happen unless you're a real estate professional, you need to get with your CPA, or if nothing else, you need to come to the class and let me teach you what the difference is and what you need to do to actually qualify for that. Of course, you're going to want to see your CPA to make sure that you are qualifying for that before you claim it in your tax return. But boy, if you do, it's a major benefit, and you're really going to want to look into it. So we'll cover that this weekend and many other things. But remember this, if you want to get there, text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007, and let's get out there and have you with me this weekend. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Looking for a smarter way to build income? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches real estate investing strategies designed to help you take control of your future. Text radio to 88007. Radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today, if you're just tuning in, I want to remind you that this weekend is the first Lifestyles Unlimited seminar of the year, and that I am teaching it personally, which I don't do very often. It's going to be in Houston, Texas. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. It's a 2-day, 8 to 4. And for the dates, if you want them, that is the 10th and the 11th. Now, there is a case study on Friday night in Houston, Texas, if you want to start off with that, where you come and meet members that talk about their journey through real estate investing, their journey of finding us, their journey of doing the deals, their journey of where they're going and how they're getting there. So this is a night of you having the opportunity to meet members and hear their journey. This is Friday night from 6 to 8, and then after 8 o'clock we are going to move the group over to a restaurant where we will network. And networking is important. A lot of networking gets you into a lot of deals. You need to be out there doing that. All right, so having said that, if you're not a member, right, if you're a member, let's get signed up. If you're not a member, you can get signed up to join, or you can join up, and then once you joined up, you can sign up for the class by texting the word radio to 88007. That's right. Text the word radio to 88007. All right. Now, we've been talking about, you know, year-end planning, and I told you there was a third thing I was going to talk about. Right? So I talked about the fact that you got to come this weekend, get your year started with the right training program and the right motivational program, get started. Second thing I said is you got to get your year-end analysis done. You got to figure out what you did in 2025, what you have to work with, and what we can work with you now moving into 2026. The third thing is unbelievably scary, and it's why I left it to last, because it is negative as heck. I talked to a guy in California yesterday, And we got into a discussion. I said, are you aware that in New York City, the mayor has just hired a person to be in charge of the real estate tenancy, the landlords in New York City, who is stating that if you don't run your property correctly, they're going to take your property away from you. Her statement, along the lines of, and this is probably not exactly word for word how it came out, but it is this, is that real estate has been turned into a white person's investment strategy. That you get rich by owning real estate, whether you're buying your own personal residence and paying it off over 30 years, or that whether you buy investment properties and hold on to them. That real estate, in her mind, is not an investment vehicle. It should not be an investment vehicle. Real estate should be something that everybody owns. Socialists, which they are, believe that housing is like food. Food, shelter, housing, medical care should all be free. That the government should supply it all, and that no one should have more than anybody else. So I'm telling you that it always happens that people tell you what they're going to do and you never listen to them. She is telling you what she's going to do, and that is she's going to take away your real estate investments. If you're leasing them out, whether it be your own personal residence that you just decided to lease out or whether they're actually something you bought as an investment property, she is going to be all over you to, number one, not raise your rents, number two, give your tenants all kinds of benefits that may or may not be the right thing to do. I believe in best product, best price, so I don't know where she's come down on any of this yet because she hasn't really stated, but she may be just telling you you have to do everything. She may tell you you can't raise your rent, you have to pay their utilities for them. She may tell you you have to replace everything every year. You know, you need new carpet every year. Who knows what she's going to demand? But she's telling you right up front, especially white people, you don't deserve to own real estate, that the government should own the real estate. Now, at first glance, I'm thinking to myself, boy, these guys are just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs there in New York City. And that this is going to be a disaster and it's going to wipe everybody out there and they're going to run everybody off. But then I'm talking to this guy in California. He says, hey, I live in San Diego and they think the same thing here. And then I realized there's a new socialist mayor in three cities in this country now, all Democratic cities. But I also saw a report that 67% of Democrats believe socialism is the right thing to do. Now, guys, you got to wake up. You have to wake up before it's too late, because when it's too late, it's too late. You are going to get hammered. Here's what's going to happen. As soon as they take one or two people's real estate away from them, as soon as they make the landlord laws so painful that you can't actually do it profitably, your real estate is going to lose its value. No one will buy you out. No one will want your real estate. And it will drop in value 40 or 50% almost overnight as soon as they start doing this stuff. You need to get out now. Take my word for it. I'm not afraid to say this. I'll get up on national TV. I don't care. This is an opinion. Obviously, it's not a fact. But I'll put my opinion on TV if you want to get a newscaster to come out here and listen to me. Once you tell everybody out there that owns real estate that they can take it away from you if you don't do what they want you to do with it, the value of that real estate just went down. And that means when you try to get out, when you finally go, man, this has gotten to be too much, you won't be able to get out. It might be worth less than your mortgage and you're upside down on it. This could happen. I think it will happen. Until everybody wakes up and realizes 10, 20 years from now, socialism doesn't work. It takes about 10, 20 years of stealing the assets from and this is where it's really important to understand, it's not from the rich to the poor. It's from the successful to the unsuccessful. It's from the productive people in our society that make things happen and get paid because of it to the unproductive people in our society that don't make anything happen. When you continue to move resources from productive people to unproductive people, the totality of our society's productivity goes down, which means there's less for all of us. And if there's less for all of us and they're trying to keep all of us the same, they're going to keep taking from the rich and giving to the poor. But the reality, the problem is, it's not just a rich and poor thing. It's not a black and white thing. It's not a race thing. It is a productivity thing. They're taking real estate out of the productive hands of people who maintain it, operate it, make it available for people to live in, and giving it to somebody like the government who can't do anything right. You don't believe that? Look at the Somali thing. The Somali thing is just the tip of the iceberg. You're going to find that, and you say, well, Dell, you're going to get sued saying this stuff. This is an opinion, but I bet my opinion comes out right. You're going to find that California has massive welfare fraud. You're going to find that New York has massive welfare fraud. Illinois definitely has massive welfare fraud. These Democratic states do one thing. They give money to people that do nothing to buy their votes so they can win power and stay in power. And they don't care that it's a scam. They don't care that it's, you know, all types of theft going on. It doesn't mean anything to them. It's just power of throwing money around to gain them votes. And also, when they throw enough money that way, then they throw money back to them for their war chest to go out there and run, right? Campaign war chest. So you know all this stuff goes on. You all do. You all know exactly what I'm talking about. What you're not thinking about, or maybe you have thought about it, but you're right now, you are sitting back and procrastinating. What a word. I mean, how do you wake up and think that we're all better off if we live with everybody getting an even dole no matter what you do? No matter how hard you work, it doesn't matter. No matter how smart you are, it doesn't matter. No matter how much you want to get ahead, it doesn't matter. You get the same thing as the dude sitting there smoking a joint on the corner. The thought process is you're both human beings. You both deserve the same thing. I don't believe that. If you believe that, I guess you have the right to. But what I'm here to tell you is that group of people are becoming more and more apparent. People don't feel like they can get ahead anymore. And it's because they have been taught the wrong things. The educational system has been controlled by the Democrats for so long that all you know how to do is point fingers at other people and say, you're cheating me. Most people can't count. Most of them can't read coming out of school. And now what they want is for the rest of us people who work hard and care to support all those people that they undertrained in school. That's their whole theory, to take over the world by creating massively undertrained people that need to be taken care of. The welfare state will prevail in these socialist economies. That's where they're headed. So I'm telling you, I don't know how long it takes to turn this stuff around or even if you can, but I would fight to my death. And the way I would fight is, first of all, get all my assets out of every blue state. Let those blue states run out of taxes to tax, run out of people to tax, run out of things to steal. Let that happen. That's how it ends. In Atlas Shrugged, the book by Ayn Rand, is eventually all the productive people leave, all the unproductive people together, and the unproductive people take over the state and create a socialist country that can't run anything. They don't have anybody can fix things. They don't have anybody can invent things. They don't have anybody can do anything. Because all the people that can fix, invent, and do leave to protect their assets. And that's what they're going to do. So now, the question is timing. Can you get out before those cities and those states fall? If you don't get out before they fall, your assets are going to be worthless. Well, probably not worthless. You'll lose 40% of the value. It happened. You look in California where the fire is. The land itself has lost 40% of value. You go, but that's still the greatest land location in the country. Lost 40% value. Just think about that. So if they can destroy that, some of the most expensive real estate in the country, they can destroy the value of that. What can they do to your little rent house or your little personal residence? they can destroy it completely. And they will. It's just a matter of time. Because the way things are going right now, the socialists are building momentum. Now, I would tell you to go out and vote to stop that, but you already know that. So what I'm telling you is, get your assets out while you can. For the rest of you all, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. Call 88007 and text the word radio. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.